Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello. Hello. Bridget, you're there.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm here. Pastor E.
Hi.
I guess it's just you and I. Anybody else?
Well, you know what? First of all, this is, I think I told you guys in the green room that I had the side mic off because it was messed up, and I was talking through that while I was doing the intro. So I probably y'all didn't hear. Wait a minute, you guys
we don't
hear
know.
All that? No?
You got You need to go back over it. We need our intro again.
Okay. So
no, we heard
all of our listeners. Hey, all of our listeners out there, bear with us for a minute. We need to do a restart. Say restart. We need to do a restart. So here we are. We're going to take it on three. One, two, three. Money Mondays, and I'm here to introduce this dynamic broadcast. Well, family, our collective goal is to begin overflowing in God's blessings by understanding how to have a healthy financial life. The team will share tithing principles, budgeting tools, investment tools, real estate tips, credit improvement tips, and more to help us move into abundance. This is the first show of many, but mark your calendars for Money Mondays. First, we have Bridget, Minister Bridget, who is a real estate broker and tax preparer in the city of Cerritos for over 20 years. She's an entrepreneur with over 500 clients who rely on her tax expertise, and she has a real estate brokerage firm, B. Ingram Realty, established in 2021. Her passion is to help and educate people to better their financial situation, save money on their taxes, and receive returns on their investments when purchasing a home or investing in property. Additionally, her excellent negotiating skills and attention to detail makes her a great resource for the community. In her spare time, she volunteers at a local daycare, and serves the homeless with food and clothing. In partnership with her daughter, she is developing a nonprofit organization called Black Empress, which will provide mentoring for young women of color. She lives by the motto, be the change you want to see in this world. Next, we have Minister Frankie, who has been in the financial industry over 30 years. She currently serves as Vice President of the Contact Center and Digital Services for New Vision Credit Union. She is passionate about people, helping people, especially in the area of financial wellness. She lends her expertise in reading the fine print, understanding fees, establishing goals and budgets, and celebrating financial wholeness for the people who seek to live a better spiritual and financial life. We're excited about this. We're looking forward to what God is going to do. And these two young ladies have come willfully to give us and share some dynamic information that we all can live a better life, that we all can see our worth in what we do in this world. So without any further ado, I want you to put your hands together for It's Money Mondays. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Good evening, Pastor,
all over the place. Welcome. But anyway, good evening. God bless you guys.
Good evening. God bless you, too. Welcome to Money Monday.
We're going to get those M's together. Well, guys, right. I'm excited. Now, not out of all the accolades and things that we shared, the one thing that's most important to most of our listeners need to know that both of these ladies are covenant members at the Now Church California. So not only are they doing this here on Blog Talk, that we'll have some personal things for our members at our church. And I'm excited. I want to get out the way. I just want to just kind of give you guys an opportunity to introduce yourselves, take a minute or two just to introduce yourselves. Then I'm going to back out and let you guys do your thing. Then we'll come back, open the lines up for any questions, and see where we go from there. So first, Minister Bridget, tell the people about yourself.
Well, I am Bridget Ingram, daughter of Most High, lover of the Lord, and tithing is my thing, tithing and faith. That's my thing.
Hey.
Real estate broker out helping first-time home buyers. That's my niche. That's who I love to help because I feel like everybody should own a home or get an investment property so they can get that return on investment. Okay.
Amen. And do we need that? And we need that big time in the body of Christ. Frankie, come on, tell us about you.
Well, good evening, everyone. I am Frankie Haynes, and I, too, love the Lord because he is so awesome and worthy to be praised. And, you know, I am here, you know, as, you know, a counterpart to Bridget, you know, just to talk about finances, how to have a healthy relationship with money. You know, we're in a series at church about experiencing the overflow of God. In fact, it's one of our theme songs at the Now Church. And, you know, really, you know, when you have a healthy relationship with money, it's about experiencing overflow with our actions, with our healthy lifestyle habits to avoid money stress. And I know we're going to talk a lot about, you know, tithing, absolutely. You know, will a man rob God? Everybody knows, you know, Malachi 3, right, and 8 through 12. So we're going to talk a lot about that, but we're also going to, you know, talk about how to live free financially, you know, how to approach our finances in a different way and, you know, establish goals, don't worry about money, you know, figure out how you're going to stretch yourself without stressing and without being overwhelmed. So definitely a lot to talk about. So Pastor E, do you want to, shall I volley it back to you, or Bridget, do you just want to take off?
Well, no, I just wanted to just say thank you. I'm excited. I got my notepad. I'm encouraging all of our listeners to get a new ledger and call this Money Mondays Ledger and take notes. Do not take it for granted just to get information. You must retain information. And when you retain information, you write information. And when you write information, you'll remember information, and now you can use information. So I just want to encourage everybody to be ready for this. This is a million-dollar episode that's going to be given away for free because
Amen.
God gave it freely, and these
mm-hmm.
young ladies are willing to give it away freely also. But let's not take it for granted. Let's be conscious. Let's be aware, and let's take the advice that's going to be given. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, that as we decrease and you increase, Lord, have your way. As we move out the way, you take over, and as we listen, let us hear your voice clearly through these dynamic women that are going to use the anointing that you have given them to share the truth about finance, the truth about wealth, the truth about transference of wealth, and how to build investment. So thank you, Lord, that you're in control.
Thank you
that you've already given them what they need for the night. And we release it into your hands and into their voices right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In
Let
the name
church
of Jesus.
Say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, ladies.
Amen.
We'll be back
amen.
With you later.
All right.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to start with 1 Timothy 6 and 10. Because we're talking
right.
about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture reads, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So it's
mm-hmm.
it's the love of money. God didn't ever say we can't have money.
Come
it's
on.
It's the love of money. Are you putting the
mm-hmm.
love of money before God? So
wow.
that leads me into tithing.
Yes.
So tithing blesses God, and in return, he blesses the one who tithes, which creates an upper score of blessing and abundance. And
uh-huh.
God wants you to test him. So it's all about having faith.
Come on.
So I stand on Hebrews 11:1, you know, the faith scripture. Let me pull it up.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by sight, right?
Not by sight. That's right.
Okay, so it's now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So
mm-hmm.
when you're testing God, it's like, okay, I'm going to pay these tithes and I'm going to trust you to take care of me.
Right.
And it's your first fruit. God
mm-hmm.
don't get paid after your bills. You pay him first. Right off the
mm-hmm.
top, before you pay any bill, rental bills, before you eat,
yep.
everything, pay him first, test him, and watch what he does.
Yep. And you know
and
what,
if
you allow me to interject so we can have a dialogue about
definitely.
That, because you said something real key, right? We're talking about tithes,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go back to the Malachi, too. Right? When we're talking, we're Malachi
mm-hmm.
3, I should say, not 2. I was saying 2. But
yes.
it does say, will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me. But you say, in which way have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this. I'm going to stop right there and say, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. So this is God talking to me and saying, try me. And then he goes on to say, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that you will not be room enough to receive it. Stop right there. If you're not
yeah.
shouting, you should be shouting, because he says, try me, bring it to me. When you bring it to me, I'm going to do something, right? All you got to do is try me. He says, I'm going to open up the windows, and that's plural, of heaven, and pour out you such blessing. Now, when I just
Come
use
on.
My holy imagination, right, and I think about a window, and he says he's going to open up windows. That's plural. So
windows.
That's more than one.
Plural.
And let me tell you something. When you think about God, and he says, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. So when you think about those mansions, how many
Come
windows
on.
Does a mansion
Come on.
So
I just want to just put it there. So when we talk about tithes, and we really got to talk about, you know, folks, you know, this isn't about just, you know, bring the money to the church and give it to the preacher so the preacher can have a brand new fancy car or he can have a brand new suit or all of that. No, 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 no. God is saying, listen, I blessed you so much. I just want to be able to trust you with what I've given you. And all I require is for you to give me just a little bit back. And if you give me a little bit back, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. So I can't get past that. And I can't get past the fact that God's word is true. And I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now. Go ahead, Bridget. You got a lot to say.
I'm not, you're fine. You're fine. I mean, and even with that, tithing comes from the heart. You have to want to do it. And he tests, the whole thing is just test him. He like a double dog baby.
Come on.
Test me and see what I do.
That's what I like about it. Right. He says, come on now. What you say? Try me. Test me. Put me to the test. And I'm going to say this. God's word is true. He guarantees
it
is. Things. If he says, and this is what I like about it. He says, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. When thus says the Lord, you can put a period, you can't put no comma, you can't put no slow down, pause. When he said it, he said it. It's done, and I'm going to do it because his word is true, right? And you said something real else that is real key. You have to pay God first, right? When we have the audacity to say, we get up, think about this, Bridget. We get up and we say, giving honor to God who is the head of my life. Giving honor to God who is first in my life, right? The order of my household is God, but not my money. Because we're going to say, yeah, you the head, but not with my money, because I'm putting you second and I'm not putting you first. I'm paying you maybe after the fact, right? And now I done ran out of money and I don't even understand why I done ran out of money, because your order is wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bridget.
Yeah, because the order is wrong. You know, I give a perfect example. I had stopped paying my tithes, and, like, all kind of chaos just broke out.
Come on.
And it was like, dang, what's going on? And I had to say, you haven't been paying your tithes right.
Ooh.
And it makes you stop and think, because you were trusting him all this time and paying your tithes, and then what happened?
Ooh.
You stopped trusting him.
Come on now.
You stop trusting him now, and why? Why did you stop trusting him? Because you had to pay this bill and that bill, but he said, trust me, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to reel me back. It had to reel me back and say, hey, you ain't been paying your tithes like you used to. Because I'm looking at from this year compared to last year, and it's like, oh, you slacking big time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back on track. Right, because I trust him, because I know he's going to take care of me.
And
because I tried something
key. There you go. You said something key, though, because you got to go back to the scripture, because it's in the scripture. And everything we're saying, folks out there in radio land, is based on the scripture. So if we go right back to Malachi 3, and now we're going to read down just a little bit at verse 11. And verse 11 is going to say this. Now, well, let me go back to 10 because it's so good. Verse 10 tells us bring all the tithes into the storehouse, right? There's going to be food in God's house. He's going to eat them. Then he says, try me, says the Lord of hosts. And he says, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. As we go right down to verse 11, it says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
I like when he says something, right? So all that is, when you stop doing what you were supposed to do, all hell breaks loose, right?
Yes,
ma'am. You got all kind of chaos going on. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill. My well is run dry. But yet, if God said, if you trust me and you test me on this, then guess what? Not only am I going to send you some blessings, but now I'm going to hold back the devourer. So he's not going to destroy my fruit. He's not going to destroy whatever is concerning Frankie. He's not going to destroy it. Because I'm going to tell you something, not only when we think about tithes and monetary and the return isn't always monetary, right? He's going to take care of you because he says the cattle on the thousand hills belong to him. So silver and gold is all belong to him. So I know he's going to take care of me, right? But then I think about if I'm tithing and I am giving my free will offering over and above my tithes, I'm sowing. Right, and that's what he said it, earlier. You got to be a sower to be a reaper, to be an investor, to be a grower. So if I'm sowing, I'm going to reap something too. Because not only am I sowing for, yes, I want my finances taken care of, but oh wait, I have a whole family that I want. I have a daughter that I want, you know, my prayers answered for her. I have friends. I have people around me, right, that I want blessed too. And oftentimes we should take, you know, when I think about it, I'm like, Father, I'm giving this offering, this special, you know, offering for X, Y, and Z, and because I know you are doing it, right? Because I know that you operate on if I have the faith and I've activated my faith and I'm saying, Father, I want, I, we need this or we need that. Father, you know already what we need, but now I want to test you, Master, because you said, try me, right?
Yeah.
Try me. Trust
me. You said,
I'm going to do it. And he just wants us to have faith and operate in it. All right, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead. It wasn't my turn, I don't think.
It was your turn.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, And we kind of being tested, too, if you think about it, because it's like, are you going to pay your tithe or are you going to hold on to the money?
Ooh,
so that's kind of like the love of money. I love my money before I give it to you.
The rent is due. The rent is due. This is
the
due.
Rent
that
is due.
I'm overdue because I haven't made a plan. Right. And again, I haven't made a plan, and it begins with planning. God says, hold on, I want you to tithe. So that should be part of your plan. And like you said, it's the first step in any financial plan or any healthy living is pay God first. Give him what he's owed and what he's due. Walk in his ordinances, his guidance. How about that? I couldn't say ordinances, but I could say guidance.
His guidance.
Align with his word.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. And then get out of, and get out of the mindset that, oh, like you said in the beginning, oh, I'm giving the creature this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? It costs me money to run. You know, it's not running by air. The church do need money to run. So even if you're giving it to the pastor, you're still honoring God with that tithe.
Come on now.
Because God's going to take care of it.
Absolutely. Yes. And because we are covenant members of the now church, right, Bridget, we see where all the money is going, don't we?
Anybody who comes to us,
you can get something to eat. You're going to get some clothes. You're going to get some word. You're going to get anything that you need. And it's because of folks like, you know, you and I, the other covenant members. You know what? We figured this thing out. God says, try me. Give it.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Worry about what's going to happen because now there is food in the house for the people who come to have a need. And that's why, you know, literally, you know, I have to, you know, give a high five to Pastor E, you know, for leading us in that, right? We're getting ready to go out on the beach and feed people, right?
Yeah.
That comes from because there's money stored up in the storehouse. There's folks out there that care about the people, right? And they know not only do I need to pay my tithes, but now I got to give some offerings, right? My offering could be, well, let me go ahead and make this little salad so I can give to the people. Right?
Yes.
So,
yes,
sorry,
ma'am.
I interrupted again.
No, you all good. You all good because I lost my train of thought, but it was good. It was good.
That's because I keep interrupting. See, so Pastor E needs to tell us how to not interrupt each other.
You're fine. You're fine. We're flowing. We're doing great.
Yeah.
We are doing great.
Yes.
But no, I was feeling it. You know, like I said, the church needs to run. You know, stop looking at how it's run, but look at I'm being obedient to God and doing what I'm supposed to do. Don't worry about what's happening on the outside. Even when you pay your tithes, don't worry about
it.
Just know
you're
going to be blessed. You're going to be taken care of because you're trusting God, but you can't say, oh, I paid that $20. I really needed it. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go for your overflow.
Right. And, you know, we cut our own blessings off, right? Because, you know, again, we're robbing God, right? We don't understand, you know, how to have that relationship that allows us to say, okay, if I pay God first, right? And you, Bridget, I think when you and I were talking maybe last week or so, you said, you know, you can guarantee it. If you do what God says to do, you can guarantee that he's going to take care of you. You don't get any other guarantees. You know, Allstate, you remember Allstate, the good hands? You in good hands with Allstate? Well, listen, I'm in better hands with God if I just do what he tells me, if I just do what I'm supposed to do, right? So I know he's going to take care of me. And it's simple. And we want to overcomplicate God, right? It's not complicated, people. It is just not complicated. You get $1,000. Off that $1,000, give him $100 off the top.
Yep.
And then guess what? You got
off
$900 to do whatever it is you need to do. And then here's what's so good about this, Bridget. I have to say that when you get down to your last, sometimes you turn around and you look and you figure, you're like, wait, I thought I only had $100 left. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it's happened to me. I thought I only had $100 left. And then all of a sudden, it just seems like everything has multiplied and there's no lack, right? There is no lack at all.
No lack.
But when you do what he says to do, if he can trust you with a little bit, he can trust you with a lot. And I think a lot of times we haven't been blessed.
Yes.
Because he can't trust us with the $100 that he gives us. He gives us $100 and we keep the $100 and go buy some shoes. I'm guilty of it. I ain't going to say nothing about nobody else. I'm guilty of it, knowing I should have took $10 and went ahead and put that in the tithe. So he can't bless me with $100,000. He can't bless me with $1 million because he can't trust me. I want to be found trustworthy. Whether I have $1,000 or I have $10, listen, give what God asked you to give him, right? And he's going to do his part. If we do our part, here's what I love about God. He's going to do his part. And his part is much better than my part. Much better.
Yes, ma'am. And even with the new tithes, you think you can't give the 10%. Give whatever you can, you know, because he know you want to give it, and he know you on that path to get to that 10%. But, again, it's that trust, and what's the relationship with God?
Build your relationship.
You
got to build the
relationship. Yeah, it's all about trust. It's all about faith, you know. Walk in it.
Here's the other thing that we've been learning about, Bridget, is you got to trust the other person to be who they are, right? So I trust Bridget to be Bridget. Bridget trusts Frankie to be Frankie. I trust God to be God. And he hasn't failed us yet. He has not failed us yet. Every time when your back is against a wall, I have to do this quick testimony just about giving. Right, because this wasn't even about tithes. This was about me sowing. Every time I purposefully sowed, something great has happened. So here I am. I find myself between jobs, right? Here I am, an African-American woman. I'm over 50. I was a vice president at a credit union, and I find myself out of a job. I'm out of a job for 6 months. Now all my little money has run out. I got a little $90 left, right? I said, well, God, you know. Now, I've been applying. I've been interviewing. I've been doing all this, Father, you know. But I'm going to trust you, Father. I remember that day when I said it. I'm trusting you because you said you would take care of me if I just believe and if I just exercise my faith, gave my little money.
Yeah.
The next day, I received 3 job offers the same day. They came right back to back to back. Here I am as a vice president. This isn't me bragging on Frankie. I'm bragging on God. He gave me more salary. I'm still in the 6 figures. I've still got a title, right? Nothing has changed. And here we are. And what's unique about this is here is a little black girl from Linwood, California, with no formal education, but yet now I find myself walking among folks who have the education, who make much more money than I do, sitting at a table that I shouldn't be sitting at. But God.
Come on now.
Right? But God. So when I tell you, if you try him, he says, try me. I can't get off of that verse, you guys. If you can't get anything out of whatever we see, go and try him. I guarantee you that he will not fail you. And if he does, come see me, and I'm going to give you some money. If God fails you and you have tried him, please come tell me, because I'm going to give you everything he failed you on, because I know he will not.
Because you know he's that good.
He won't. Right? He can't. He can't. So, all right.
He can't.
All right. I'm going to be quiet again. Richard.
We all good. We all good.
Well, the lines have lit up. I got callers all over after that statement. Look, I got a line of people. I got a lot of people that say they didn't try them and they waiting for that check from Frankie.
God, come on. I'm going to give it. If they tried him and he didn't show up, please, I want to know.
Well, we already know he shows up, but I just wanted to come in and kind of just intervene at this point, because I know everybody's saying Money Mondays. They probably expected this seminar about saving money and investing money and buying houses. And what's so prolific is that before you guys could talk about how to use the principles of money, you have to know how to be principled in money.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So tithing, and I want, I know everybody knows this was not pre-scripted. You know, I'm big on tithing. I tithe on every dollar I get. I don't care. I tithe on individual jobs. I don't wait for a monthly paycheck or a weekly paycheck. Every dollar I get, I tithe. So that's a lifestyle for me. But so you guys are starting off and you're building a foundation that we have to know how to give God his first. His best. I heard that. The first fruit. I've heard off the top. I've heard all those comments. So that's what built you guys to be able to be successful. 30 years at a credit union, 30 years doing taxes and real estate. Is that the basis of your success, or was it school, or was it courses, or was it man?
Michael Ty. All the way. Like I said, I fell off earlier in the year, and it's like, oh, what's wrong with you? Get back to it. But I've always been a tither.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it wasn't even how I was raised, because my mama didn't raise me in church. I just went to church on my own, but I've always been a tither because I know what he's done for me. I know how far he has brought me. I know I can.
Yeah, but I guess the question I want to ask you guys is that it's not all about money. Tithing blesses you in other ways, like I said, for you to be successful in your own life, not just with a big bank account, but tithing blesses, I know for me, blesses me with a sound mind. It blesses me with peace. It blesses me with, you know, the comfort of God in my life, and also increases in the things that I need to do in this world. I just want the listeners to know where this is coming from, because we didn't talk about this ahead of time. Oh. You know, normally the pastors say, hey, I want y'all to talk about tithe. Now, I want y'all to talk about investments tonight. I want y'all to talk about other things. But for you guys to be unscripted and to be straightforward, and that's all you have said, is tithing is the key. You know, let's dig deep into that part. Some people think tithing is for the church or for me. But tithing is, I know tithing is for me personally. When I tithe, I benefit from it. It's not a group benefit. You know, so if somebody out there I know needs to hear that, you know, that when we're just talking about come give to Now Church, wherever you're growing, that's what you should be showing. So
we just show, And Pastor, it's not only the tithes, but offering, right? So, you know, I'm going to give you my tithes, but now I'm going to give some offering, my free will offering. Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, and I've always been a giver. I've always been a sower because, you know, I know that God will take care of me. But not only will God take care of me, but those folks around me, he's also going to take care of. So, and like you said, you know, there's a peace of mind. There is, you know, how I just kind of walk in life. God has given me that direction. He blesses my creativity. He blesses me to be in places where I probably shouldn't even be. Doors will open that should not have been open. Doors will close that should not have that should stay closed, right? So all of this, when I think about, you know, God and his principles, well, it's not about I love the Lord, you know, he heard my cry. We have to act, right? Faith without works is dead. Part of working is, are you giving back to God? Are you giving him back with your treasures? Are you giving him back with your talent? Are you giving him back, you know, with your time, right? What are you doing for God? You're robbing him. If you don't do these things, and I don't want to be a robber, right, because I know if I don't, then he will sustain. So when you think about, you know, I think about sometimes, you know, Pastor Ian, Bridget, is, you know, my mom had a whole bunch of prayers for me, right? I really think that I'm living on some of her prayers. I really think I'm living on what she sold into the Lord for me. How, you know, and I'm going to say this. I would be remiss if I don't do that same thing for the folks that are directly connected to me as well as some of those who are indirectly connected to me, right?
And just like you guys remember what we said yesterday, is that just because you were doing wrong doesn't mean you're wrong. That means you just didn't know no better. And so this is an opportunity for us to reach out to those that didn't know better.
Yep.
And now get it right to explode to another level. We're going to take a 10-second intermission. We want you, if you guys got questions, you guys want to talk to our ministers. Did you guys like that title? Our ministers of finance. Bridget and Frankie, I want you to dial one. Get in the conversation as we take this.
Come on, get in the conversation.
Intermission.
Okay. All right. Money.
Nope, it didn't work. Well, you know what song I was going to play. Bless me. Look, I downloaded it.
That's a dynamic. It's a dynamic song, Pastor E. You have to say the lyrics, the key lyrics.
Go ahead. You know, I think I missed that second verse. I don't know what happened to the broadcast, but we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that as you guys go to the next level. Let me try one more time. All right, wasn't meant to be tonight. We have callers that have dialed in. Eric Cole, well, I know who this is. Pastor Terry, welcome to Money Monday. Good evening.
Good evening, beautiful family. Money Monday. I'm just over here dancing for joy, dancing for Jesus. My sisters, you know. Glory to God, they say tidy. Tidy. Mm-hmm. I heard you say, Frankie, God will take care of me. I'm over here singing Fred Hammond. He will take care
of me. Come on now.
We got to believe.
Yes.
We just got to trust.
Yes,
and you know what? I was just listening, Pastor Young, listening to them as their ministers, and I said, when we be about God's business, he'll take care of our business.
That's right.
But you know what? You ladies hit it on the nose. Tithes. When we talk about tithes, I think about my grandmother. You know, that was her first thing. She said, I got to take care of my Lord first before I do anything, because he's the one that's the keeper of my soul that takes care of me. And that's real. So praise
yes,
God.
Amen.
God bless you, my sisters, Bridget. God bless you all and all the listeners, too. He tied him because we can't rob God. He's the giver of it all. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes,
come
on.
I'm going back out because, you know, this is touchy to me. I know, Pastor, you know when I couldn't sell number 50 cents or a dollar, but I trusted God because I was going in faith. Faith in him to be the provider. He knew my name. So I thank God for you guys.
Hey, and that's that struggle from pennies to hundreds now. You started out throwing pennies. Now you're throwing thousands. Come on now. Hey, he growing.
Well, he's a good guy.
As he grow it, you sow it. Come on.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Praise God. We can't rob him. I love you all, beautiful sisters, and you too, Pastor, my brother. God bless you all.
Amen.
And all the
Amen.
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 Eric code 725, last four, 1016. Eric code 725, last zero, 1016. You're live on Money Monday. Most of us don't even know our phone number.
Hello.
No more.
I put myself on mute. Good evening, Pastor D.
Good evening.
Sisters, this is Yvonne. Hey. Y'all had me cracking up over here just a minute ago, so I can't stop laughing.
Hey, Yvonne.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, speaking to these ladies after church on Sunday had a whole new light on my life due to the fact that I knew I was struggling during my tithe. And Bridget shared something with me. You don't have to share your money tithe. Yo, you can do time tithe. Like your time for God.
Yep.
And that touched my heart. You know, so what we do for God is paying forward to God. You know, make sense?
Yep.
And regardless if I tap that basket, I know if I don't do it that time, it'll be double the next time. But all in all, I give the tithe. And don't hold back. If you got 50 cents, God ain't checking on what how much you give. That's that 50 cents that you're offering. That's the 50 cents that you giving. You know, like I tell my granddaughter, she says, well, I don't have my dollar today. I said, okay, then you just go next week and give your dollar. And if you don't give your dollar, do something nice for somebody else. Give it from your heart.
From your heart. That's it.
You know?
That's right. That's right.
And it's a brand new light. It's a brand new day, you know. And I want to thank all of you for enlightening me on that, which it really put it on my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't preached on it because, look, y'all can hear it easily. Y'all hear it better from other people. If I preached on it, they'd be like, he asked to put something on it.
Well, look, those who give it, the Lord will give it to them. Triple, 10 times.
He will.
He will provide. Overflowing. There's not an overflow. It's overflowing.
Amen. Wing. Amen. Bless you, my sister.
Watch over that. I'm glad you guys have this show, and I look forward to more input and insight and financials and what we can do and learn and repairing our credit. And, you know, like you said, we could do it on our own. We don't have to go be spending all that money to get somebody else to do it when we
Amen.
Do it ourselves.
Right That's here, we got our tax. We got tax preparers. We got budget preparers. We got everything right here in-house at the Now Network. And we are excited to just bless that. Now, our next caller is part of this financial team also. She's not on the flyer because she don't need to be on the flyer. All we have to do is involve her. Minister Rosalind, welcome to Money Mondays.
Money, 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 Monday. Yay.
Money Monday. Yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Well, first of all, I just want to say hello and good evening to all of you, Pastor E and our sisters here. I just want to commend both of you sisters for stepping up into getting this going, because, hey, this is something that, you know, we need to talk about. We need to talk about money, because, hey, you know, I'm going to speak on Ephesians 2:10, because we are God's workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus, because we're here to do some good work, right?
Good
God has prepared in advance for us to do. And in order for us to do some good work, we know what it takes. We know we got to sow into good ground. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why we got to talk about it. We got to make the money. We got to make it happen. And we got to make that money, and we got to sow and give that money up. So I am so happy to hear Minister Frankie, you talked about Malachi 3:10. Hey, that's the best way to start it out. Because we know as long as we know that the Lord has commanded us to tithe and to give, then we know his promises is that, hey, we're going to be reaping. We pour in, we sow, we're going to be blessed abundantly. And being an old farm girl, I know that you got to sow before you can reap. So I just have to thank God that, hey, we're getting all this out in the open because, hey, we want everybody to be reaping. So we're going to definitely keep sowing because we got a lot to reap. We got a lot of people out here that we want to help. You know, we got people out in our communities that are looking up to us, depending on us. And we know what it takes. We know we need money. Okay?
Yes,
so we're going to talk about making money. We're going to talk about keeping money. Okay? Yep. And we're going to talk about spending money and sowing into fertile grounds. And we know where to start. Okay? So I just wanted to just say God bless everybody, and hey, I'm looking forward to more dialogues and more things to come. This is wonderful. Love you all,
Amen.
Family.
Love you.
Amen. Help us grow our money. Help us grow our money.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, what's so dynamic about this, and I want everybody out there to listen. This isn't just for the now church. This is for everybody listening.
Right.
The song says, bless me, so everyone around me can have everything they need. Bless me, so everybody that's with me can have everything they need. I cry out every day to the God of overflow that he continues to sow into me, that you can be blessed just by being connected to me, and vice versa, that we continue to multiply the flow and multiply right. And one bad apple can ruin everything. That's why we're here. So we all can be on one accord. We can all be doing it and be on total unity and moving at the same time. And that's God's time, not ours.
Amen. Now,
this has been dynamic. I'm waiting for the seminars, you guys. I know the next broadcast is going to be a lot more structured with some proven principles. Uh-huh. And I don't know where you're going to start, what's going to be the first. You know, some people don't even know how to manage a checking account. I was taught, when I was in high school, we had consumer ed. They taught you how to write checks and how to balance a ledger. That even though you got $4,000 in the bank, if you write a check for $1,000, you gotta erase it out the ledger. You just can't look at the bank balance and say, I still got $4,000. Then you spend it and you got a bounce check. Most people mess up just because they didn't know to take the money out that they wrote a check for. So it's so many things that we need to educate our people about that's not available anymore. They don't teach consumer ed in high school anymore. They don't teach about homemaking and stuff that they used to have when we were in school, so we can utilize these platforms here to share and share broadly. We got 2 minutes for anyone else that may want to dial one in this conversation. If not, it's okay. We'll be back. The ladies will tell us on their closeout when we'll hear from them again. We're really expecting greatness here. I'm already blessed because I know tithing for me, I can only speak for me, is how I live, how I survive. If I did not come off the top, I'm off the top. Before I even think about food, before I think about a bill, before I think about you, before I think about this business, before I think about my children, I pay my 10%, and I do it immediately. They write me a check. I'll say, hey, can you write two checks? I need one check for this and one check for that. If you're going to pay me, I want you to pay this here and give me that here. Learn to take God serious in the first, the best, the first fruit before it's tainted, and pay it before you pay anything else. That's my advice to anyone out there. We're going to let you ladies have your closing remarks. Give us an insight when we'll hear from you again, what we can look forward to. I know I've already filled up a page and a half just on the principles of tithing. I can look forward to much more information.
All righty. Go ahead, Frankie.
Okay, Minister Frankie. Any closing remarks?
Did we lose her?
Did she leave? Okay, Minister Bridget, any closing remarks?
Just thank you.
Oh,
all
you know
for
what?
Coming.
No, no, that's my fault. I accidentally muted her. That's my fault.
Oh.
I apologize. No, she's unmuted. So I want to give you guys the opportunity, any closing remarks, give us an insight of when we'll hear from you again, and we're excited.
Amen, amen, Bridget. I will take the lead real quick, and then you can close us out. Pastor E, thank you so much for the opportunity to come out to the Now Network. Not something we take lightly. We definitely thought we had a good message, and you know, wanted to stress just the importance of trusting God, and we will always, you know, let that be our guiding light. And then for future episodes, we really, you know, as you said, we want to talk about, you know, how to make budgets, how to avoid debt, how to invest, how to make financial plans, and then whatever other free tools that we can, you know, share with the people. And, you know, definitely what we want to talk about next time, and I'm getting some messages now. I love Bridget because Bridget and I work seamlessly together, and I love it. October 3rd is going to be our next time we're going to be before you, and we're going to talk about hidden fees and all those fees that we are paying that we can avoid and how to avoid them. So that's where we're going. Bridget, closing remarks from you.
Closing remarks from me. I am just thankful and grateful to be on this broadcast.
Yeah.
Pastor E, thank you for being obedient, because I would never get on nobody's nothing and say nothing.
Amen.
So
me neither.
I'm stepping out on faith, and I'm doing this, so I hope I did you all proud. I hope I said what God wants to say, you know, and I'm just truly blessed to be here, to even be back in church. You know, I was bedside Baptist the whole pandemic, so for me to be back in church just among people is a blessing. You know, so I thank each and every one of you who called in and who had comments. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, you guys did an awesome job. I'm just ecstatic over what took place tonight. I look forward to what's to come, and I know great things are amiss for us. We all need help. I'm doing much better, but I still can take on information when it comes to money. I still don't know how to, and I'll be honest with you, I still don't know nothing about stocks and how to trade stocks. Not that I want to. I just don't have the knowledge of it. When they're talking about the Dow Jones and all this up and down, I'm like, that's just a green and a red line. I don't understand it. It's foreign to me. So there's still things that I can obtain and retain. And I hope you guys out there listening are also very inquisitive. So reach out to us. Send your questions. Send your concerns. If it's something that you're dealing with individual, we'll connect you with either. And I meant that all three, Minister Rosalind, Minister Frankie, and Minister Bridget, are all financial gurus that can help you in a lot of different ways that can help you just a little push in the right direction. Do not feel that this is just for an hour broadcast. This is for us to communicate and know someone's there to listen and also give you answers that can help you in the things that you do. So let's build this thing, share it with somebody, let people know what we're going on. And this is a national call. This isn't a California financial call. Money Mondays is meant for everyone. So if you know someone that's dealing with money problems, get them connected with this broadcast. These ladies are ready to sow into us. Let's take advantage of it in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Family, we love you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, you better know you are God's greatest miracle.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.